This is JJ Jackson, and you're listening to The Panther's Cave. Okay, so we're going to get right into it. Spoilers ahead. In the episode before, what happened was Jefferson had tracked down Joey Toledo, who is basically a drug dealer slash Tobias Whale's right-hand man. Now, in the midst of interrogating Joey about where he can find Tobias, he starts to have some... He has an episode because of his suit is starting to act up. It's counteracting with him. So Joey Toledo takes advantage of this and pretty much beats him up and leaves him for dead in an alleyway. And then, like, tips off the cops that he's out there. So this episode picks up where episode 6 picks up, 3/7, The Book of Thunder. Peter picks up Black Lightning before the police can find him and informs Lynn of what happened. The next day, Jefferson deals with two different issues. One is Anessa getting in trouble over a protest that she was in. She got arrested. And protests for, like, it's very interesting. They're using, like, real life things for this show. And for this example, she gets arrested for protesting a statue of a Confederate war hero, I guess. At the same time, his other daughter, Jennifer, is the victim of cyberbullying, and he has to deal with that as well. While all of this is going on, Lynn finds out through a brain scan she took of Jefferson earlier that he has similar brain activity happening that victims of the green light drug are going through. So that's where I'm guessing there's a connection there somewhere. Maybe green light is a new version of whatever happened to Jefferson as a child that caused him to get his powers in the first place. That's what I'm seeing. So, yeah. So Jefferson prepares for a confrontation with Tobias after he pretty much forces a doctor, one of Tobias Whale's doctors, to help him. So he's planning on killing Tobias against Peter Gamby's wishes. So this is a very interesting dynamic going on here. But while that's going on, Anessa, she starts using her powers more. So what she was going to do was she was going to destroy the statue after one of the girls in her protest group was killed, much like the young protester girl at Charlottesville, Virginia. Pretty much the same. They pretty much just took that story and used it in the show. So after that had happened, Anessa decides she's had enough and she's going to destroy the statue. So she goes dressed up as Thunder. Of course, she hasn't actually officially called herself Thunder yet, but she's dressed up. And that's another thing. I'll get to that in a sec, actually. So she goes to the statue. She stomps, basically blowing the statue up. Unfortunately, the rubble hit some of the bystanders and other fellow protesters. This caused her to rethink some of the things that she's doing. She decides to call her mom up and tell her the truth about what's going on. And she agrees to meet with her at her lab. Same thing happens with Jefferson. So he's pretty much just, he's waiting for his confrontation with Tobias when Peter puts Lynn on the phone to try and talk him down. While he's on the phone talking to Lynn, she's accosted by two attackers or people trying to break into the lab. And so Jefferson takes off to go save her. Of course, Anessa is already there and she uses her powers to take the two men down. Now she's in a costume, so Jefferson doesn't recognize her when he first comes in, and he thinks that it's Anessa that's attacking Lynn. So him and Anessa get into a fight, which is actually a pretty cool fight, if you ask me. Of course, Lynn finally figures it out before Jefferson even gets there that this is Anessa. After which they both realize that it's Anessa. Like, Jefferson realizes it's Anessa after he knocks her out. And then when she wakes up, the last thing you see is her finding out that her father's Black Lightning. Ugh, that was a big mistake. I don't know why I said that. That her father is Black Lightning. So, yeah, that's the recap. I'm not 100% sure how I feel about this episode. I have some good feelings about it and some bad feelings about it. The argument between Peter Gamby and Jefferson over killing Tobias Well is one that you've heard plenty of times before between other heroes and mentors or sidekicks or what have you. I feel like they focused on it way too much. Like, not in the sense of that they it should have been played throughout the whole episode. It should have. It should have been an argument that played out through the whole episode, but I feel like it focused way, there was too many, moments of Peter saying, this is wrong, don't do it, when we really only needed him to do it once, and we get the gist that they're arguing over that. You know, I don't think that they needed to do it, several times for us to understand Peter's, we get where Peter stands, and we get where Jefferson stands. We don't need it. We don't need to be spoon-fed the entire argument, you know? And then finally he gets Lynn involved, which is another thing. I'm beginning not to really like Lynn in this show, and I'm hoping that recent events of, finding out that Anessa is now a superhero as well will change her character a bit, but, right now I'm not a big fan of hers because it's, you're selfish. You're so selfish. This man has powers. Powers that you told him to use to be a superhero in the first place. But then because you can't take the pressure of being in love with a superhero that you, you left him. All right, so you already left him. But now you're still holding him to a promise that, he shouldn't have to be held to because you've already left. So why is this such a big deal? Who knows? Anyway, I'm just not feeling her for that. I love Anessa's story. I love how it's going, it's playing out. In fact, I would even argue that you probably could have just done a show about her and it still would have worked. In fact, I hope that they use the opportunity. I hope that eventually there'll be an opportunity for either a Thunder or Lightning to get their own series. Maybe both of them get their own TV series. Or maybe even Black Lightning can lead to an Outsider spinoff. That would be pretty cool. But yeah, Black Lightning is still kind of not really doing much, you know. There was a pretty cool fight scene. It's actually weird. So far, the best fight scene in the entire show is between the father and daughter. So I think that was odd, but it's still pretty cool at the same time. I'm excited to see what the next episode brings. I want to see how Anessa is going to react to her father's being Black Lightning. That should have a huge impact on her. So, and then we still got to wait to see what happens with Jennifer. Now, Jennifer, I don't know if you follow the comic books, her powers are a little different than Anessa's are. Anessa has basically this the ability to change her mass and density. That's why she was bulletproof in the episode, because she can change the density of her skin as well as her entire body. So that's where her powers are, which is kind of something I guess Black Lightning could do electromagnetically, but I don't think he does it very often. Now, Jennifer in the comic books, and I'm so far the show is pretty 100% following the comic books. So Jennifer in the comic books, her powers are exactly like her father. She has lightning powers. Only difference is she can literally turn herself into electricity as well. So, which is a very interesting thing, I think. So, I wonder if that's going to be... I don't know if they're going to do that in the show. They should. But it's going to be really exciting to see where the show goes from here. I can't wait to see when Jennifer starts to get her power. She already kicks ass pretty well. She's a pretty good fighter. So, but it's really looking good. It was a good episode. I know I said I didn't know where I stand, but I still... The show itself is still good. It's still keeping my interest, and I can't wait for the next episode. So that's a good thing. So this has been JJ Jackson, and, you're in the Panthers cave, and we'll see you next time. All right, bye.